Kathleen. Thank you for listening to my program, Midnight Harmony. I don't know you personally, and I don't really know anything about you at all. I do know you have suffered from leukemia and that due to other complications, you've been hospitalized. I'm sorry for that, but I'm glad you have a daughter who can hold her phone close to your ear and you can listen in tonight, because tonight's program is just for you. Kathleen, tonight, I invite you to rest in the hope of Jesus Christ. Kathleen, when I was a child, I suffered from terrible allergies. Many nights I would wake, unable to breathe, clamber out of bed, into the hallway, and sit outside my parents' bedroom door and cry alone in the dark. It was only a moment before my mother would tiptoe out of her room and lift me up into her arms. She would take me back into my room, prop up my pillows, give them a thump and a fluff with the fist of her hand. She would pull the blankets taut and run the palm of her hand across the bed to smooth them out. Folding down the covers, she would encourage me to climb back into bed. Pulling the covers tightly to my chin, she would tuck me in before sitting on the edge of the bed while running her fingers through my hair. There were no words, no dramatic attempts to alleviate my miserable allergy and stuffy nose, just a simple moment of rest and assurance. It wouldn't be long and I would drift back asleep. I don't know how long she stayed at my side, but long enough, for in the morning when I awoke, she wasn't there. She would have gone back to bed for the remainder of her well-deserved rest. But no. When I awoke, she wasn't sleeping, but in fact making breakfast for me, my four siblings, and my father. I miss my mother, but I have many, many fond memories of her care for me. Your daughter sits at your side, caring for you. You may wish it was the other way around, but I imagine at one time not so long ago, you were caring for her just as my mother cared for me. I can picture your daughter sitting in your lap as you brush her hair and talk of the grown woman she would one day become. As a child, she would have a vivid imagination and have no trouble picturing life as you wished it would be for her. As the years went on, there would be many reflections on these conversations. There would be conflict, as there always is in relationships with the ones we love, but there would be forgiveness and blessing, too. From what I've experienced, your daughter is very much like you. Yet, as I said, I don't even know you, Kathleen. But people don't just become tender, humble, and likable all on their own. It takes a mother to nurture them, fashion them, and love them. I'm a father of five, and I understand the sacrifice and the joy that comes with caring for your children. I also understand the burden and the fears that come with raising children. Yet as I grow older, those fears are beginning to wane as I realize my children must grow up and raise children of their own, and so on, and so on. This whole idea of growing older is such a surprising and daunting experience, isn't it? Yet look at all the people who have gone before us and overcome growing old. It makes us wonder, what's next? From my conversations with your daughter, I think you already know, Kathleen, what is next. It's almost too wonderful to describe. And in fact, I can't do it justice here in this short time I have with you tonight. I can, however, tell you this. Jesus is closer to you right now than the care of your nursing staff, the pain you may be feeling, my voice, the touch of your daughter's hand. He is so close to you right now. Well, if one were to sit in your room quietly and watch, they would see that it's Jesus propping up your pillows, his fist giving them a thump and a fluff. Jesus would pull back the blankets taut and run the palm of his hand across the bed to smooth them out. Folding down the covers, he would encourage you to climb into bed. Pulling the covers tightly to your chin, Jesus tucks you in before sitting on the edge of the bed and running his fingers through your hair. Then, just like you once cradled your beautiful daughter, Jesus cradles you and tells you all the wonderful things he has in store for your future. Truth, light, banquets, angels, oceans of love, and the best part, he gets to personally introduce you to God, the Father. What better way to prepare our hearts to meet the Creator than to quote his words? Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their word to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Kathleen, my prayers are with you tonight. My hope, too. Perhaps you'll have a full recovery and be laughing and dancing and sharing stories with your daughter over a cup of coffee or tea very soon. Perhaps Jesus is calling you to him and wants to nurture you into something, someone more beautiful and magnificent than you ever imagined. Your daughter, well, funny, I don't really know her very well either, except for a brief and mutual discussion. I am moved by her love for you, her care for you, and you should be moved as well. I know it's hard to watch our children care for us, but it's how love works sometimes. Rest tonight, knowing that you're in the care of the great physician, Jesus Christ. Kathleen, I have something very special for you tonight. The reason I know your story is because I met your daughter and she shared some music she had written. I asked her if I could use it on my show, and I thought tonight would be a perfect night. This is my song of love for you, Kathleen.
There's times in life where we have to say goodbye to things. It can be so challenging, but we have to do it. And we just have to accept that. And as I'm sitting here, my mom is going to heaven. I love her so much. I want her to stay with me, but I know she's going to be so happy where she's going. I'm so happy for her, and I love her so much. I want the best for her. I want her to go in peace, and I'll love her forever. She'll always be in my heart. I'm going to sing a song right now. It's called My Song of Love, and it's dedicated to her. I would sit beside the hospital bed. I write music, and I would sing to her. And she'd look into my eyes. And it was like a connection with God. And she's voice is so beautiful, and it brings me so much peace. So that was my honor to serve her then. So as she's laying by me, passing away to God, I'm going to be singing to her right now. My song of love is never ending. My song of love is ever sending. All praises will lead me forever. And I will tell him, yes, I will tell him of his love. My song of love is never ending. My song of love is never ending. I'll praise his holy name forever. And I will tell him, yes, I will tell him of his love. I love you, Mom. I'll see you in heaven.
I'm E.W. Helmick, and it has been a privilege and honor to talk with just you tonight, Kathleen. God bless you. A peaceful, restful good night. Love.